We've got our guest in the studio. It's Lord Ian Jenkins. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit worried about you.
Are you?
Well, you just let rip that you're 52. He looks well for 52, doesn't he?
That was supposed
he
to be
looks
off.
Fantastic.
That was off air. That was supposed
nothing,
to be
nothing secret.
Not a grey hair in sight.
Hey, look, we've got lots to talk about. Look, what do you want to do first?
Where do you want to start with the ice rink?
Yeah, let's do
the roof.
Let's sort with the roof.
Okay. Well, we had a bit of we had a blessing in disguise from our Lord up above or somebody. And of course, the wind changed direction to northwesterly and ripped the whole of the flat roof off, which was giving us a bit of problems, as you can imagine, prior to that, because it was a few odd water penetration. So we were humming and hawing. We put some feelers out through social media to get a whole range of money coming in, and which Julie picking up on. But we obviously needed quite a bit of money, and it looks as though we've actually agreed that the insurance company will forfeit that cost.
Oh, that's good news.
So that's very, very good news for us. So it's given us the ability then to seal the outside of the building and then start to develop the inside of the building a lot better. Because as you can imagine, there's no point spending money on the inside if the outside's still leaking like a sieve.
Yeah.
So we were very, very, very fortunate with that. And we've got some other contingencies built in to cover loss of income during the period. And we're hoping to reschedule the Christmas ice skating extravaganza. Aladdin.
Right.
So that's all going to be hopefully being put back. There's a few games that we'll miss on the Raiders, unfortunately, that we'll have to postpone. But, you know, by and large, we should be up and running, you know, within 4 to 5 weeks if we're lucky.
It may be a bit longer. Year.
Well, it's weather dependent, isn't it,
yeah.
Mac? Because at the end of the day, you know, crikey, you know, if it chucks down with rain for the next 6 to 8 weeks, you're not going to want somebody up on that top of that. I wouldn't want to go up there personally, but.
No, absolutely. You
know, and we can't get any tarpaulin above it because it's such a big area.
So it is good news, but be patient.
Yes.
Okay. Divine intervention.
Divine, yeah, possibly, yeah.
Okay.
So that's good.
Well, that's good, because I was kind of concerned, like everyone would be, you know, the roof comes off and then you've got to close the building, the you know, matches that you've got, you know, you think, right, okay, what's going on here? But, you know, obviously those matches will be reset in the calendar.
Rescheduled, yeah. It's an unavoidable situation, you know, you weren't able to foresee something like that. And in business, you just have to... You know, you have to just adapt as you go along. It is unfortunate, but I think it will give us a positive spin at the back of it. So the small bit of pain will be a long-term gain, as they say.
Now, there's a young man, I use the term loosely, because he's probably older than both of us. His
yes.
name's Trevor, and he's something to do with Riverside Centre. And he keeps saying, got to get Ian Jenkins in. We need more people to come down and watch.
Okay. You know, does he drive the green van outside?
He does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's just collared me.
So he's...
a big community hug. Ian, you're here.
He was looking out for you.
I said, look, he's coming in a couple of weeks. Every time I go out of the building, he's there, like, pouncing on
me. He says, saw that lot round at Vectis Road out, will you? Get some decent things going on in that building.
What a great thing that, you know, basically it's been saved. And does it ever surprise you, the amount of, I don't know, love and oomph behind Isle of Wight people? Because, let's say, Speedway was, you know, put the knife in a couple of years ago, and here we are. It's coming back because someone's, you know, got off their backsides and doing something.
Yeah.
Does it ever surprise you?
I think it's very difficult for me to explain. I think it's always interesting without my wife, and people come up to me and go, Ian, you know, here's £100. Thank you so much for saving the ice cream. And my wife's always very quick to jump in and go, well, he's got a good load of people to help him.
<You
know? laughs> I'm trying to stand there taking all the adulation.
Yeah, you want all the credit.
You know, all the credit. And some of these, you know, people are quite attractive, you know, so I'm happy to have any physical interaction and warmth.
Absolutely.
As you can imagine. And she's going to... And I must, you know, face this out. I mean, obviously, I do have a good board of trustees around me, which is first and foremost. But all I tend to do is put my hand up and go, you know, that isn't right. And if you can get your head around that, I suspect, then you'll understand where I come from. You know, it's not right that a facility like an ice rink closes, because there's kids in there from 5:30 in the morning. It's community. There's a whole load of social interaction between families, all through the ages, you know, grandparents as well as children. There's a whole range of amenities that they put on through the figure skating, through the White Link Raiders, you know, and all the other bits and pieces as well. You know, we've got a bar up there, which we're hoping to develop. We've got a whole range of, you know, cafes and restaurant facilities. And we've just, hopefully, we'll be lucky enough on a Sport England bid to redesign the whole place and make the whole visitor experience a lot better, so the changing rooms, etc. And once we can get those all those facilities up to speed, then we can start to look at about putting some big music events back on there, which is, you know, is where the money is, and that will be the saving grace of it. So from where I stand, it's right that it keeps open, and that's what drives me on, and it's, you know, where I started with the swimming pool. We shouldn't have all these mechanisms closing on our doorstep. You know, we need local community facilities.
Absolutely.
It's not difficult to understand for arm sending.
No, I completely agree. I completely agree with you. It's lovely to know that there are people out there that, you know, like yourself and like the team around you, that really want this to work and are, you know, digging deep with all sorts of things, whether it be cash, whether it be help in some kind of way. That's a nice thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It does show that we've got a, you know, good community.
There's
spirit.
A really good community here, and it's a business first and foremost, isn't it? And I think at the end of the day, and, you know, it's the 17 people's jobs that would have been at jeopardy. So that's not, you know that, and the secondary spend has a knock on. So if you employ 17 people and they have disposable income, they're going to come and spend it in Newport, or they might spend it in Ryde. You know, hopefully they'll spend it on the island. You mustn't spend your money off island, listeners.
No, wasting your time.
So, you know, shopping the high street. So yeah, the secondary spend has a knock on as well.
So We're coming to that, you know, because you've got many hats on, and
yes,
we're trying to say, let's deal with this one first. And you know, I say there's loads of questions that I want to ask you. Is there a time next year, or are we there already, where you can kind of breathe a big sigh of relief where the ice rink is concerned, or is it? Do you see this in a couple of years' time, or is it looming? Is it?
Well, the big difference we have between the ice rink and the swimming pool is the swimming pool we got off the council for £1. Which I haven't actually paid them yet, so I'm not disclosing that publicly.
Ali's got £1.
I'll lend you £1. We'll go ask.
Okay. the ice rink has got a landlord, so we have a big multinational that's expecting us to pay a reasonable amount of rent.
Right.
That's up for discussion at the moment. I'm not prepared to pay it, and it's slightly dilapidated state, a reasonable rent at the moment. So we will be working to maximise the revenue from that building. We'll certainly be working towards a 2 to 3 year plan. So the sigh of relief will probably be, I would have thought, 3 to 4 years down the road, I would think.
Lots of hard work and support.
There's a lot of hard work down there, and we have a lot of volunteers supporting us. And as I say, you know, I have a good trustees around me, and we have there's a good lot of love for that ice rink, which I never really realised when we first went in there, but there's a lot of people that have been there for a long, long, long time, and have an awful lot of love towards that ice rink.
Do you know, I'm going back 20-odd years when, you know, people like Dan Sweeney was going there. I know they were winning title after title after title.
Yeah.
And the place was just jammed packed. So if you were one of those crowd of people that went week after week after week and supporting it, you know, to see it the way that it's gone through this change.
Yes.
You wouldn't have envisaged it. You really wouldn't, because you thought it was here to stay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, we're the only community owned ice rink in England now. So, you know, and they are shut in. So I just apply some very, very simple business transaction. You have income and you have outcomes. We just need to control both, increase the income, keep a control on the outcomes, and, you know, things will start to happen. It's not a difficult model. You know, what I'm going to be hopefully bringing in 2016, we're going to bring back curling. Now, curling hasn't been played south of Basingstoke, I think, in 20, 30 years. So there's a mechanism that we can easily use during the daytime that's a very good use of the ice rink, that gets other people into the business, into the facility, and then can produce secondary spend on the back of it. So we can have internal leagues on the island,
sure,
maybe across the south coast, and it covers the whole genre of ages. So it, you know, there's another use for the ice rink during the day.
But it's like you were saying about the music events. I'm pretty certain I went to see Status Quo down there.
Did you?
About 20 years ago when they were down there.
Right.
You know, so
yes,
you can, the big names do come to the island if there's a facility
to do it. And that'll be the biggest arena on the island. You know, it's a 2,500 seats. Mm. So, you know, if we can start to get that up to a really good standard, you know, who knows what we can do? We only need one event every other, you know, once a quarter. Would certainly generate possibly between 8 to 10 grand on an evening. So, that's enough, isn't it?
It's just those little things.
So it's not complex in that sort of context. And I think the thing that I always do is to keep my feet on the ground with any business transactions or any business I've been involved with, is just to keep things simple.
Just ask, talking of simple, ask her what she thinks curling is.
She knows what curling is.
Go on, ask her.
No, that's not fair.
It's an Olympic sport, isn't it?
It is an Olympic sport.
And
the Scottish winter sport, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she knows.
Do you know what it is?
I do.
Yeah.
It's with
big
stones. They slide along the...
Yeah. I'm led to believe.
They're so long, the eyes, don't they?
I'm led to believe they're about £24,000 a set.
I think good he asked grief. That because you didn't know.
Yes. I think he probably.
No, yeah. I just thought because most people. Oh, it's that thing with the brushes and the boom
and the shouting.
And, and we did do rather well in the Olympics, and we Scots.
I think,
I think we did.
Yeah,
the
Great Britain team.
Did we get silver?
I'm sure it probably is gold, yeah.
Gold.
I think it was a Great Britain team, but I think they're predominantly all Scottish girls, weren't they?
Used to a broom.
Yeah,
they were. Used to a broom, yeah. How cool would that be, to be hosting an event like that?
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, and you know, we have quite a few figure skaters that are up training for the British teams and things like that. They're already on the island, you know. So they are there, you know, some of them are figure skating, you know, teams and what have you. So, you know, we just put the seeds down and see what happens.
Okay.
What's the other options?
Well, you can either pack up and go on, which isn't an option.
Nope.
Or you can stand and fight.
Exactly.
And that's what we're doing, which is great. I'd say the spirit thing on the island. Every now and again, things like this come along, and they're challenges, but they don't have to surprise you, the amount of people to get involved.
Listen, in business, I work at, you know, obviously at the Chamber of Commerce as well. I mean, you know, there's so much apathy around, you know, it's a terrible island, we haven't got any work for the youngsters, everybody's going off on it. That's just, you know... Goodness sake, what a lot of old tosh some of that is, you know. I mean, I mix with businesses that are multinational businesses, that are worldwide businesses, that are exporting loads of stuff and trying to bring people here. We have a fantastic quality of life here, you know. It gives the ability for businesses to come here, and we need, ironically, places for them to spend their disposable income at ice rinks, at swimming pools, you know, at cinemas, you know. It's not
leisure facilities
collectively.
Mm. So... Is that your biggest frustration when people start being negative?
I think I can't be around people with that high level of apathy. Mm. You know, it's just not. It grates on me. You know, I'm a, you know, half glass. Whatever the terminology is,
it's full,
glass
full, overflowing.
Full. Overflowing. Yeah, I'm a half, you know, glass overflowing guy, and I always try and look for the best in things we can do. And there's some really, really good people here, and it's proven it with both the sort of community things I'm involved with. So much support. And so much right support, you know, for the right reasons. You know, not people are not making money; they want to support and, you know, spend money in a facility to support that.
But sometimes, Ian, maybe even the just breaking even is enough just to be able to say we've got that facility.
Yes, yeah, and I mean, if you imagine what an awful front, you know, ride would be without the ice skate rink there, without the swimming pool there. Ride Castle was boarded up for a couple of years, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
You come over on that hovercraft, bung a left.
What a welcome.
Yeah, you go, oh, come on, let's go back to the mainland. Yeah. Let's not hang around here.
Well, you wouldn't say ride, but...
You probably want to visit Sandown. There's some, you know, similar sort of... you with me? Not that Sandown shouldn't get my full support.
But the same as everything. We should be up in the profile...
Of course, of
each town and village or whatever individually.
Yeah, we're one small business, aren't we?
We are.
We're bounded by a piece of water.
No, Ian. We're one big business.
One big business.
Yeah. See, you've gone all like small glass, haven't you?
Well, I do.
Mine's overflowing.
Well, I meant it in a very sort of kindly phraseology, you know. One more little drink for the road, you know, sort of thing. But no, you're right. We are one business. We're open for business. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have got a fantastic... We've got so much here to offer a business that wants to relocate that, you know, where do you start? It would take up a whole other programme. You know, we've got the cycle festivals, we've got all the music festivals, we've got all the, you know, all the...
See, that was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That cycling festival.
Yeah, the Perlazumi.
If that becomes an annual event, that is terrific for the island.
Well, if we need one of your listeners to send in £70,000, we can put it on again this year.
But
I'm sure there's some loose change in the office here. You could...
Oh, yeah.
We've actually proven that we can host a world-class event.
Correct.
That's what that did.
Correct, yeah.
So you're three quarters of the way there.
Yeah, but we've got the cycling, we've got the walking, all those sort of extra things. You know, if you come here as a business, a technology business or, you know, a Silicon Valley business, you know, what a great way to be able to say to your staff, look, you know, this, you've got all this on your doorstep.
We should have a slogan. We are so much more than the music festivals that are fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, but we are so much more than that. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't into cycling, but I was that weekend, and what a wonderful weekend that was. It's sort of all that moaning and groaning that people did about the roads before.
Yes.
I kind of, you know...
It was televised as well, you know, so we had the... sort of country stage for everyone to look at us, and it looked terrific.
What I was going to say is, before she rudely interrupted me, was all of those people that were moaning and groaning, it didn't matter after that, because, you know, you did your moaning and groaning, this fantastic event turned up, and there it is. All of that's forgotten about.
So, I mean, how many people moan about the festival and the best hall? But, you know, my argument would be to them, my one point would be to them, okay, they may ship them in to Robin Hill, and they may ship them into Seacloth, but, you know, who's to say that those young people won't come back later on in life with families? Yeah, I went to Isle of Wight once. Oh, come on, let's go back down there for the week, take the kids. I had a really good time when I was there.
Yeah.
Who's monitoring that? You know, it's not just about... We have to think about repeat business, and I would stick my neck out to say that there's probably a good argument there for the economic impact study to say that these people come back later on. In fact, I spoke to somebody... Sorry, just to interject there in. I spoke to somebody at the festival, and they've been...
Really,
sorry,
really
I'm sorry.
Catching. Well, it's catching.
C said it was okay. Ali said it was okay. So, you know, they'd actually... they'd gone to Bryston for a couple of nights and gone through to Ventnor, and then they'd come to the festival on the Thursday. So they'd spent the whole week. They decided to spend the whole week. So... Mm. You know, there's indicative of, I think, of people that come and spend some time here.
There's a lot of positivity about rides. You mentioned the water slides. You mentioned the cycle race as well. You got, you know, the ice rink is coming back.
Yeah,
you know,
the scooter rally, carnivals. I mean, festivals.
There's a lot. Is there any one thing that you can put on, you know, the positivity, or is it a town coming together?
Well, I think the interesting thing is when I put the ride slide on with Councillor Wayne Whittle. You know, it was just an idea to actually try and generate something locally that supported local voluntary groups such as Ride Insure Rescue and Ride Aspire and people like that. And I said, we've got this great ability just to shut a street off.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's for Carnival, for, you know, and Pearl Izumi, we can do that. So, you know, it's going back to the old sort of parties in the streets, weren't they? You know, it gets everybody out, that community feel. Mm. It benefits the retailers, surely. I mean, there's going to be some that says it was a nightmare, I didn't like it, and Wetherspoons did an awful lot, I didn't do anything. But I'd say, you know, find something else to put in your shop for the day or whatever.
Yeah, too right.
No, I mean, that was terrific, that slide. Yeah. But you could have, the amount of people that were there, I mean, I know the weather wasn't fantastic.
No.
You could have done that the whole weekend easily.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I was slightly disappointed, but we made £3,000. But I'm led to believe on a first event from scratch, you know, that is quite good. Mm. So everybody came to the table. Iron and Rhodes came to the table and gave us stuff. HSS came to the table and gave us free fencing. You know, Best of All put on... you know, they paid for all the sponsorship of the site and everything, and then we made £3,000 and were able to distribute that amongst local ride based charities, so voluntary groups, you know. So, you know, for me, that ticks all the boxes. We should be supporting local voluntary groups that can keep, you know, facilities like the swimming pool, ice rink, all those other bits and pieces open. You know, the more that can do it, the better. You know, they'll get my full support if they need that help. But, you know, we've got to, and again, you know, it was the longest slide in the country, you know, for one day. But as you say, the weather wasn't particularly good. But there was probably, you know, 15,000 to 20,000 people on the street that day, you know.
Most of the island were out. I mean, because I walked up and down, we went to see it, and it was incredible.
Did you go on it?
No, I didn't go on it.
No.
I didn't go on it. Oh, I didn't fancy going on it, if I'm honest. But it was really nice to watch. And most of the island turned out to go and have a look, because it was incredible to think we had the biggest slide down Union Street and Ride.
Yeah.
How wonderful was that in itself?
Yes. And it's good. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier on about shutting roads. You know,
yes.
Great. We used to be able to shut roads in Pan when I was a youngster, but obviously for different reasons.
Fireworks.
No,
digging holes in the road and stuff.
Let's talk about swimming pool for a bit, because obviously, you know, that was bought for £1. That's some years ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, 1st of December today, actually, is our fourth or fifth anniversary. I always get confused. We took it over in 2011, so it's our fourth anniversary.
Have you seriously not paid for it yet?
No, you're not supposed to say that. I didn't know that was going out live.
Yeah, it's going out live.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You just lost a pound.
John Metcalfe's going to be right round to...
Pop it in the letterbox in a minute.
Knocking on my door now. No, we had a 125-year lease. They have to put a nominal figure of a pound in. I think I haven't paid it yet, but I'm sure if they come knocking at my door, I'll have to do that. But again, with the swimming pool, exactly the same sort of thing. You know, a lot of love for the swimming pool. It ticks a whole range of boxes, community, social, health and well-being. On the back of that, we run the lifeguarding contract for the beach, you know, which again is good for tourism. you know, it's all intertwined as where I'm sitting from, you know.
Okay.
It's business.
This leads us on nicely, because you're sorting Ryde out, and it's wonderful what you're doing. And your team of people. Right?
It's going to be called Ian's Land now, I think, going in 2016. It's not, we're dropping Ryde.
What about other towns? Like, you know, I know people have been moaning and groaning a bit about Sandown. You know, they used to moan and groan about Ryde, but so are you going to go around and work?
Listen, there's some other really, really good business people. You've got Ian Ward's dealing with Sandown. There's some other good things going on and around Sandown, I suspect. I'm happy to help them if I can, but I think you've got a good business mentality down there, and you've got some good shop owners down there. You've got some good elected members. They know what Sandown needs. And if I can help them, I will do. We put on the Sandown Beach lifeguards for a couple of years to try and help them, you know, with some tourism stuff. But, you know, there's some good people there. Somebody needs to just come to the fore and say, right, we've got a plan. How are we going to achieve this? You know, and it just needs a couple of one or two physical buildings just to turn around, doesn't it? And that'll be the catalyst. And I was liking it to Disneyland. You know, why didn't we put up a big facade in front of those god-awful buildings for years? You know, just to make it look from the outside as though it was, nicer. I picture yourself maybe, Ian, with the Vectus Raider. You know, 40, 50-foot picture.
Yeah.
You know, that would have made some real good attraction, do you not think, to that town?
Kind of, yeah.
It would have given the ability to... Well, you know, you're talking about your curvatures, that, you know.
Yeah.
That would have... You know, that people would have come back to see that, I think.
You could have had a hole there for people to chuck sponges at, wet sponges at as well.
Don't you start at all. Don't give him any ideas.
No, but Jim says we could have had some nice pictures of facades around it, even if it was old, the original Victorian building outside the front of it, you know.
Sure.
Just to hide.
Just
to
hide, you know. Come on, it's not difficult, is it?
I do. Whenever I go around the island, you think, I used to go to Sandown, and I know that they've had their issues there, and I know that there's a big plan for Sandown. I think there's lots of things going on. There was a big hotel on the seafront.
Yeah, let's hope they succeed.
They've got plans there for that. And that used to be, when you used to drive along the front years and years ago, you'd see this great big hotel.
Yeah.
You'd see the golf course flourishing. You'd see all these things, you know, the canoe lake and stuff like that. You just look at it now and you just think, it just needs something. It's getting it.
Yes.
Do you get frustrated that it's not happening quick enough?
I think we all get that slightly frustrated. We're talking about one business. You know, if you do come to the island, you happen to go via certain deprived sort of areas, you think, well, it takes the whole view away from the whole place, doesn't it? You know, and I think at the end of the day, Sandown has got the ability, and I think it will turn itself around. It just needs a few business people to get in there and say, right, where are we going to start? And once that money starts to come in, you'll see a catalyst. It needs unfortunately, it probably needs something like a Costa's, or it needs a Pizza Hut to come in, or... You know, that's the catalyst, isn't it? Once you start to see those buildings come in, you start to see a change. And we've had that in Ryde. You know, we've got certain sort of mini secondary sort of chains of businesses that come in and sort of are the catalyst for moving those things around.
Okay, now we're getting round to your other hat, which is Chamber of Commerce and Business. I mean, it's interesting because there were a number of people that were moaning about Costa's going into Cowes. Does it make a difference? Is it better if we have a Costa's in towns?
I think any business that comes here and produces employment, which again has, as we mentioned before, has a secondary spend, then for me that's fine, that's good. I think it would be better to have local coffee shop equivalents if we could have it, and I would certainly support that. But at the end of the day, it's either Costa's possibly in some cases, or a charity shop. So, you know, and if you look at a charity shop that's got a reduction of 80% rates and doesn't employ anybody on the site, for me then Costa wins. But there's probably alternatives to Costa's. So, yeah, I would support any sort of national chain coming here. I think it needs to be keeping in with the genre of the town. So if we come back to, say, Union Street, you wouldn't want to see Marks and Spencer's taking over four buildings in Union Street, because they're very linear and they're very small, and there's a high concentration in Ryde of very, very small boutiques, specialist shops, you know, something for the ladies, sir. But you and I will struggle to find something in Ryde. You might get something as a Brie, but... So, you know, I think there needs to be... Sandown needs to find... its unique selling point is, and it is those big buildings, I think, and it's the seafront, and it's, you know, and it maybe needs to think like Ventnor. I mean, Ventnor's turned itself around, doesn't it? You know, there's some fantastic places to eat in Ventnor now. It's got all the Metropole down at the seafront, so, you know, hopefully the Winter Gardens will pick up. You know, so if you've got Ventnor can do it and Ryde can do it, then we need, you know, they either take the template from us and you know, do Santa, or we come and try and help them, because they're only just down the road.
Were they allowed, you know, do you get the encouragement to come across?
I've spoken to a couple of people about Sandown. I've spoken to various businesses about Sandown and what we can do. The main thing is to stop things closing, isn't it, to start with?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything left to close at Santa, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, you need to be able to have a business plan, and we've got area action plans that are sitting in the council. There needs to be a townscape plan for public realm and how that all knits together. And then we need to lever in some money to start one or two items there, one or two big physical buildings, and then I think that'll be the catalyst.
Well, I lived in Ryde from 1990 till 1999, and I wasn't that impressed. And yep. Every time I go down there now, I think, oh, why couldn't it be like this when I lived down there?
Sure. Did it improve in 1999 then when you...
Yeah, when he moved out.
Yeah, well, it's almost like when you leave school. Like, oh, they get computers now. He left school.
Really?
You used to have like those things, yeah. Those beads you have to push across the, you know.
Yeah, they still use them in the Chinese takeaway in Rye.
But you say that when I lived in Sandown, throughout being a teenager and what have you, Sandown was absolutely the jewel in the crown, wasn't
it?
Yeah, of the Isle of Wight.
It was, absolutely.
You know, and to go there now, all these years later, and you think, crikey, what on earth happened?
Well, look, the people from Sandown, we've had this discussion before, they should take, take something of what's going on here in Ryde, because, yes, they've had their moments too. In 1990, between 1990 and 1999, it wasn't the best place to live in. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
And then in the last sort of 10 years or so, five, six, I don't know, things are changing.
Yeah.
So it can change again.
It can change.
It can change.
Well, we've given some money for the chamber. We run the scratch, you're probably aware, we run the lottery program, we run the scratch cards. We're designating money out of the scratch cards for councils. You know, we've given a couple of £2,000 here and there just to improve public realm, just some small stuff. So, you know, we're doing what we can when we can. It the businesses will be the final thruster. You know, they need to come into the area and create employment. That's the key for all this rejuvenation or regeneration, whatever you want to call it. And if that doesn't happen, because coming back to your analogy there, you know, Sandown was full of hotels, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, if you're a young kid, you could go and work in the hotel as a KP or a chambermaid.
You couldn't walk on the pavements at Sandown.
No.
While I was a teenager, you could go into every single hotel, like you say, hotel, guest houses. You could have a job, you know, that went from sort of March till the end of October.
Yeah.
You've got a job to actually be employed in Sandown now, because there's so much that's empty.
Yeah. And it may be that Sandown decides to, and I've got no idea about this, you know, it goes away from tourism, it goes on to something else. It could redesign itself like Ventnor. Ventnor is, you know, is a foodie town now, isn't it? And antique shops.
Mm.
So, you know, they just need to find something that's going to get the people there. I mean, they've got those big hotels. It'd be great to see them back to a high standard. And I think we need to have a high standard. I emphasise that word. High.
We do. We need to compete with
quality
what else
bed
is
space,
on offer.
You know,
yeah.
You know, and we've got to make sure it's quality. And, you know, people will pay that. And if you get that sort of income stream, they're not going to worry about coming across on the ferries. They're going to come here and they'll spend some money. And you see that with the scooter rally. You know, they come here for the weekend. And the spend is, you know, £400-£500 for those couple of days. Because
but most of those scooterists are aged between 40 and sort of 60.
Well,
and they do stay in the hotel and guest houses rather than sleeping
in
a tent.
Of course. But if they've got some quality to stay in, they'll do that.
Mm.
There's lots of things to be positive about. Let's just recap, because we've run out of time. We've got about 90 seconds left. If people want to help out with Ryde Ice Rink, what do they do?
So Ryde Ice Rink, they can go onto any of the Facebook sites. So they've got the Ryde Arena site. If you want to donate some time or some money, you know, I'd welcome that, and I would thank everybody for their support so far. And again, with the pool, we have volunteers if you want to come down or just use it. I mean, we're up to capacity with the swimming pool, and again, with Ryde Slide, it'll go forward in 2016. You know, come and pledge your £5 and come and have a really good day out, and all the other facilities. I mean, just use the stuff on your doorstep. But the most important thing is spend money locally.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Local business. You've got to support local businesses. We've got a thing on our website where we support local businesses.
Correct. Good.
I never go to the you know, what's the place, Sainsbury's, and buy meat. I always go to Hamilton's.
There you go, see?
I always go to, they've got a £10 meal deal there.
Have they?
A chicken, pound of mince, six sausages and some ham, all for a tenner.
Really?
Yeah, support your local butcher.
Excellent. Support your local butcher.
What a positive message. Hey, look, thank you for coming in.
That's a pleasure.
And,
thank you very much.
It's really, you don't dye your hair either, do you?
No, it doesn't. Not a grey hair in sight.
That's a good line for radio, isn't it?
People can see that.
It's really good.
Shall
to
I look
see
to the web? Where's the webcam?
It's great news that things are moving in the right direction. And I say, if ever we can help with anything, then don't hesitate.
Well, you're
to,
here.
To
you're doing your bit, which is great, isn't it?
We are.
Just keep banging. I'll bring you a drum in.
Yeah,
and I'll put positive on it.
If you go out on the way out, look up. There is one up there.
Is there?
Truthfully, yeah.
Well,
a drum.
You said every time you hear something positive, you should bang it.
Yeah. Thank you. Bang, bang. Time out.